Getting Green is a regular segment where we put the spotlight on all things greening in our area, and you know there's an abundance of greening going on. Let's talk about our topic, Sustainable Building Innovations and the EXPI Award. That's EXPI. Thanks to you, Elizabeth Bouvard, Builders Exchange of Michigan. Good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Shelley.
Appreciate you. Steve Niederhood, Vice President of Sales, Marketing, and Business Development for Advanced Architectural Products. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning.
So what's that mean, and what do you do?
Well, for us, we are a startup business in Allegan, Michigan. We've done quite a bit of business over the last 4 years when we launched the product. It is a sustainable product, we're invited by the Builders Exchange to come up and really kind of showcase our product. I think that was our second year that we've done that. And it's for exterior envelopes of the commercial building wall.
And advanced is the key word in your term.
Correct.
Right? Yes. Elizabeth, let's talk about the Builders Exchange of Michigan, if you would.
Great. I am the Executive Vice President of the Builders Exchange of Michigan. A little bit of the history on us. We are actually a not-for-profit corporation that was established in 1885 for the purpose of facilitating the bidding process for projects in the commercial construction industry. We have now expanded on our original role because we were created in Grand Rapids. We now cover statewide all the projects that are both active bidding and projects that are in the planning phase. We also provide networking and collaboration opportunities for our members.
And, 1885?
Yes.
There have been a lot of changes in the world, hasn't there?
I sure have.
Let's get into our topic, if we could. And Elizabeth, I want to start with you. Let's talk about this West Michigan Design and Construction Expo, and then the EXPI Award. What is it, and how did that start?
Sure. The Expo is actually a joint trade show that was produced by the Builders Exchange of Grand Rapids and the Grand Rapids chapter of the Construction Specifications Institute. Basically, we target the architects, engineers, and owners, contractors. We bring them all under one roof to give them, opportunities to see over 70 exhibitors that will display the latest in technologies and innovations in the construction arena. Also, while they're there, they can attend free seminars, and there's a lot of networking with peers there. So the EXPI Award was kind of a great spinoff to this show because we felt there was a need to highlight a product that was innovative, and it was basically a proven contribution to sustainable building practices. So that's why we came up with this EXPI Award.
When and where is the expo itself?
It is at the end of October. It's usually the last Thursday in October, and we've had it at the Pinnacle Center in Hudsonville for the last few years.
Great. So, Steve, the winner of this year's, I trust we're going 2016?
Yes.
Yes, EXPI Award was AAP. That stands for Advanced Architectural Products.
Correct.
Yay. And your Green Girt product?
Yes.
Cool.
A little bit about the product itself and the award. It is a sustainable product, as you mentioned. Advanced is a key word. For a steel-reinforced fiberglass product that sits to the exterior of the building, puts all the insulation outboard instead of putting cavity insulation in. What makes it unique? It is its fiberglass. It is 98% thermally efficient. It takes the insulation, puts it the outside, so we reduce moisture. We give you a better insulated product for your wall, for owners, for contractors. It's simple to put up. It's a much the same design as what they're used to today, other than it's a more thermally efficient product.
So you then obviously applied for the award. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, we after a few years of putting this this company together and the products and the owner of the company, who's also the inventor, Matt Krause, we've done a lot of work in the West Michigan area, mainly a good portion of it in the Grand Rapids Holland arena. And we just thought it was time that we had a good sustainable product with what we believed in is, you know, leave the earth a better place than where we left it. And this is a reusable product. It can be recycled. It has natural bioresins in it. It does everything that we want it to do from a sustainability standpoint, but it also gives all the benefit of all the energy codes that keep increasing for the owners and the contractors to make those buildings safer and more energy efficient.
So basically, that answers my question of the contribution to sustainability in the building industry.
Correct.
My friend. I wonder if the word sustainable was even used back in the 1800s.
I don't think so.
Come a long way, baby. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Elizabeth, talk more about the criteria that's used to judge the applications that are received for the EXPE Award.
Basically, they looked for one of two things. We looked for companies or products that had proven economic, environmental, and or social benefits that contribute to sustainable building practice. So it could have been a product or a service. That's mm-hmm. what they actually looked for. And some of the things they wanted to make sure that created no waste, uses clean energy, they're safe for the environment, and it's an efficient use of resources.
How did you find out that you won, Steve, you and yours?
Actually, I think the office, I travel so much during the week. We have representation across the country, so we have 100 representatives out in the field, and I'm always making presentations, and I was informed that I needed to attend the show. We had a chance to win an award, and that was actually our first award. That was the first time that we've ever actually even applied. It was about that time in the company's movement forward that we felt confident that we could put something out there and apply for an award like this.
Elizabeth, I might have missed this. Does EXPE stand for something? Or is it just
EXPE? It really doesn't. Just sort of a takeoff from Expo with an I.
Yeah, with an I. That's all good. Obviously, this will happen in 2017.
Yes, it will. And we're just looking forward to getting, I think we have average, we've done this for 2 years now. The first was actually we gave it to a company that was started actually out of somebody's garage. So it was kind of
a successful company start out of a garage.
Yes, exactly. So really thrilled about this. And we've had around 5 to 6 applicants. We don't charge for them to actually enter into this. So we're excited to bring this again.
And Steve, back to the role of sustainability in products and our topic, sustainable building innovations. This is here to stay.
It's here to stay. I will continue to move forward. One other, I guess two other pieces that we were just awarded is the Declare Label. That was a program that was launched in 2014 by the International Living Futures Institute. I'm the founder of the Living Building Challenge to promote greater transparency in the product industry. Of that, we also have, of the declared status, we have what they call an LBC Red List Free, meaning it's not just in compliance with regulations, but exceeds them by completing or we're completely free of harmful materials. So not only do you have that sustainable product for the life of the building, but we're also contributing with a green product that will help future generations, as I said before, from the environmental perspective.
Yeah. I tell you said it now, making the earth a little bit better for the next generation. Builders Exchange of Michigan, what's the future of your exchange? Bigger and better?
That's what we're hoping for. We just keep on growing, and we're obviously, projects are dictated by the economy, but we have been averaging over 13,000 projects a year to post, which is great for all the workers out there.
Are you membership-based?
Yes, we are.
So how would one become a member?
They can just go to our website at grbx.com.
Anything else you'd like to share beyond that, Elizabeth?
Just a huge thank you to GVSU. They have sponsored this award for the last 2 years. And this year we actually established, along with USGBC, a scholarship fund that will assist West Michigan students pursuing either a LEED Green Associate or a LEED AP accreditation. So we're really thrilled about that.
Nice to know that's in the academia now.
Yes.
You know, that type of specialization for future Elizabeths and Steves. Thank you, Elizabeth, for what you do. Steve, your final comment?
Well, I appreciate the award. It shows to light that our hard work and thoughts are actually being noticed. That's always a great sign for a small startup. And we're pleased to be in West Michigan. We've got a lot of support on this side of the state. We've grown over the last 4 years to over 50 employees in the manufacturing shop in Hamilton, Michigan. So everything is based out of here, and we're looking forward to continued growth and both here in West Michigan and in the industry.
Does your XB Award sit on a mantle?
The XB Award has now gone from the home office. We've actually shared it. We try to share everything with the full company. So it actually is in the office over at the manufacturing facility so that the people that are making the product can actually take pride in it as well, that the hard work that they're putting in is noticed out in the field.
That's where I was going. Sustainable Building Innovations in the XB Award, this month's topic on our Getting Green. Thanks to you, Elizabeth Bovard, Builders Exchange of Michigan, and Steve Niederhood, Vice President of Sales, Marketing, Business Development for Advanced Architectural Products. Thank you.